Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Private Officer Beat Radio with Rick McCann at the microphone. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Blue Ram Media Group, LLC, and Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement organization for 20 years. I'm Rick McCann, your host, founder, and CEO of Private Officer International. And do we have big news coming in for you today on the program? Of course, we have tons of news and information that we'll be sharing with you as well as we conclude our trilogy, our three-part series on innovation and how the private security industry has to take that new technology, the new type of services that clients want, the innovations, and use them for the good of providing the service that customers want and for the good of protecting our employees. I'm telling you, we're seeing every single day news stories about how law enforcement, private security, and public safety in general is using technology. And we're going to bring that to fruition here in part three of our special three-part series. And if you missed any of it, of course, it's available right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio Network. You can stream it, download it, play it in the car, at home, wherever you might be. And of course, you can also listen to our radio shows 24 hours a day. We broadcast all of our radio shows live from our studio, but they're also available streaming 24/7, 365 days a year for your convenience. The trilogy that we have been doing, talking about innovation, industrialization, how going as far back as the 1800s, early 1900s, that revolution changed the way that we provide service, the way that we make products, the way that we do business. Well, this three-week trilogy is now going to be turned into a webinar, on-demand free webinar, and that will be available within the next few weeks. So if you missed any of it, you can catch it on the radio show, or you can watch the free webinar. And speaking about free, I've got news coming up right after the first break about two free conferences that you can go to. It will not cost you a nickel to attend. And we'll be telling you more about the exciting news about the Private Officer International Conference and another conference happening. And we've also got some updates on some things happening here at Private Officer International. Remember, if you're not already a POI member, you can go to our website at privateofficer.org and sign up right now. $99 for a lifetime membership. That's unheard of. Most associations are charging $300 to $800. And that's just to be a member, not even lifetime member. We're trying to keep ours very, very low to help everyone. We know a lot of people cannot afford to spend big bucks on memberships, publications. That's why we try to keep ours at that low $99 price point. privateofficer.org. And of course, go over and join the conversations on facebook.com/privateofficerinternational and on twitter.com/privateofficer And you can also read all of our daily breaking news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. We've had a lot of interest recently from the media and businesses and attorneys when it comes to the use of force by security and against security. And unfortunately, every day we see a much higher use of force by security. Just this weekend, security fatally shot 3 people. We have had a lot of interest from the media talking about what the requirements and training are and so on and so forth, as opposed to law enforcement. We've shared some of that with you during the last few months, and now we're getting businesses. We're getting businesses who are looking to hire security, inquiring about what security can do, what they can't do, and some of the training that is required, as well as getting inquiries from attorneys for cases that have been brought against security or that security is bringing against others. If you have a situation and you're involved in a legal situation, we'd love to hear about it. We can't give you legal advice, but we can consult with you. I have myself 45 years experience. My partners, 30 to 50 years plus in law enforcement and security and business ownership. Contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Remember, that is your point of contact, POC, helpdesk at privateofficer.com. For any of your needs, questions, or if you want to become a sponsor or advertise, we have an all-exclusive marketing plan. We'll market your service, product, company on our websites, our radio shows, all of our social media, and we'll introduce your service or product to all of our membership. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a quick break. Our office is taking a quick break, and you can take a quick break, but don't go away because we're just getting started here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. We'll be right back.
July 3rd, 2014. It is a day I will never forget. A police officer rescued his niece from a rip current. Ivan watched as it pulled him out. It all happened so fast. One moment, he was enjoying the beach with his family. The next, he was gone. Rip currents are dangerous, and they are deadly. Pay attention to the beach flags and know what to do if you get caught in a rip current. It could save your life. To learn more, go to visit.
When we're responding to emergency runs, we need everybody's help to get there as fast as we can. So when you see the lights, move to the right.
Very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Have you ever thought about owning your own training academy or school? Or maybe you currently do own a private security training school, a regulatory school. How about turning that into a technical vocation school? Contact helpdesk at armor, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org today to learn about all of the great things that can happen for your school or for you if you want to open a school with very little money down. Our program will help you to establish a full-time school offering vocational and technical training and public safety courses. And we provide All of the training material, all of the management support, legal support, all of the front end and back end office, and all that you have to do is train and market and be there. For questions, for more information, contact Help Desk at Armour, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org today. I think you'll be surprised on how easily it can be done and how quickly you can be open. Today, we want to talk a lot about training, about innovation, about life in general when it comes to being involved in any area of public safety. And in this part three finale of the trilogy, I think you're going to see how security is becoming more proactive and law enforcement is becoming more reactive. They respond after the fact, after the crime, while security is often on the front line. So don't go away. We'll have that for you at the bottom of today's radio show. I got an email, it's probably been about 3 weeks ago. I didn't share it with anyone here on the radio, but I want to share that with you today. Toby wrote in about 3 weeks ago. Toby is a security officer extraordinaire, somebody who has worked in the security field for many years, but he's just not your average security officer. He is someone who has put himself through college, someone who started his own side hustle during the pandemic, and someone who is all about not himself, but about his community. He volunteers at a number of organizations. He spends time helping people to learn to read, and he is a security officer at a school, but he is more than a security officer. He is a friend, an inspiration, an educator, and someone that everyone has just so much good to say about. We feature people like Toby in the Good We Do segment here on the POI radio network, in our publications, on our website, and we want you to send us information if you know of someone who goes that extra step, someone who has maybe used life-saving skills to help someone. We want to recognize private security, private law enforcement, public law enforcement, and even others as well. Just in the past few weeks, we announced the 2023 Private Officer Awards. And many people sent emails in, and they really were happy to see an organization doing this type of recognition, although we've been doing it for 20 years. Remember, you can nominate anyone from your company 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It doesn't have to be just during the award nomination annual event. You can do it anytime, any day. Go to our website at privateofficer.org/awards and nominate them today. Well, I just have a lot of things to say and a short amount of time to say them in. That's why I often have to make notes for myself, because there's so much to do and say during each radio program. I do want to invite each and every one of you to send us topics that you would like to hear about, or if you have questions, you can all send them to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, or if you yourself would like to be a guest on the show, I'd love to have you, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're going to take another quick break. Remember, you can go and join us anytime on social media, facebook.com/Private Officer International, twitter.com/Private Officer, and of course, read our breaking news every day at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com.
always watching me. And Mom thinks Dad is. But actually, nobody is watching me. And you rarely make a sound when you're struggling alone.
Don't assume someone else is watching. Become a water watchdog at abbyshope.org.
Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. Whether you're looking for the top quality protective armor or protective clothing, stab-resistant vests or gloves, contact my friend Ben over at Body Armor USA. Give him a call, 516 area code. 817-1666. Again, that's area code 516-817-1666. Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you. No doubt about it. Welcome back, everyone, to the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Monday morning, June the 12th, 2023. We are excited this morning to once again bring to you some upcoming training that will be available to anyone in private security, law enforcement, investigations, retail, security, LP, or whatever the case might be. We're going to kick it off. July the 14th, this is going to be in Louisville, Kentucky for one day. It is a free training seminar. We will be talking about force and how to defend yourself in a criminal or civil case. Right now, this is being sponsored by a private company, but you will be able to attend if you are a POI member, or if you're not, contact Help Desk at privateofficer.com. Once again, this is in Louisville, Kentucky, and it will be a one-day event on Friday. We also have great news for you because we're involved in attending the August 10th and 11th Midwest Security and Police Conference and Expo. This is at Tinsley Park Convention Center, right outside of Chicago in Tinsley Park. Myself, several other POI members, and others that we're familiar with in the security law enforcement industry is also planning to be there. This is a free two-day event. Not only will they have great topics, they have a free expo happening, and they are not charging anything at all. This is one of those events that's kind of centered in the middle of the country, pretty easy to get to, especially if you live in Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, and even beyond there. I mean, I'm driving quite a ways to attend, but, you know, like I said, it's going to be absolutely free. And then we have big news for you that's happening September the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Confirmed dates now for the Private Officer International Conference. This is going to be held in the Gulf Coast of Alabama. It is absolutely free. There are going to be numerous speakers, a conference, an expo. And on the third day, you're also going to have the opportunity to become certified in less lethal. That will include any electronic device, such as a taser, as well as a chemical spray, and even other type of less lethal weapons. Right now, we're talking with a certified instructor to teach the pepper ball, gun, and some other non-lethal weapons. For the third day of training on the less lethal weapons, there is a $100 charge. That is $250 off the normal tuition pricing. Again, this is a three-day event, 2 days. You're going to not want to miss this at all. The first 2 days, we're going to have opening speeches. We're going to have possibly an honor guard from a local law enforcement agency. We have on the closing day, we're going to have the roll call of officers killed in the line of duty in the past year. And I think this is going to be a very special event because it's along the beautiful Gulf Coast of Alabama. You'll have plenty of time to do some fishing, boating, swimming, and a whole lot more. We'll be sending out that information next week along with available hotels in the area, restaurants, and so much more. Contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com if you would like to sponsor this event, if you would like to donate, if you would like to be part of the conference, maybe a speaker, or you want to advertise and market your products or services. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. But this is really an exciting time with all of these free events happening. I think you're going to really, really enjoy it. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, of course, we got plenty of breaking news, and we're talking in the last segment of the trilogy about innovation, how technology and physical security is becoming one to provide better services to protect our personnel. And really, it is just not only, well, a lot of people think it's just going to be something that a few people, a few companies are going to use, a few people are going to want, but this is actually going to be, and it, not only is it going to be, it is the wave of not only the future, but the current, what's happening right now, as more police departments are becoming reactive and less proactive, and security is becoming more proactive, we're going to have to use technology and physical security to get the job done. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio, and we'll be right back. Are you looking for the finest private security officer training in the Charlotte metropolitan area? Do you need PPS qualifications in armed or unarmed training? Or maybe you're over there across the line in South Carolina and you need the SLED training. Well, we've got the right training at the right time for you. Premier Training Academy. Located at 5624 Executive Center Drive, Suite 142 in metropolitan Charlotte, North Carolina. Give them a call today, 704-806-4933. They also offer firearms training, personal protection, first aid and CPR, and so much more. Call John at 704-806-4933. Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat Radio, the voice of the frontline protector. Today we are following up on our three-part series, the trilogy, talking about the evolution of private security and law enforcement, the advanced technology that's now coming into play. We'll be having really a lot more discussion, even once we wrap this trilogy up today, about this, because it is what's happening in the private security industry and law enforcement and other services, fire and EMS, and most of the public safety field is using a lot of high tech these days. I do want to mention that Private Officer International is currently undergoing operational changes. Over the next few months, you will see some new additional units. We'll be covering more retail and loss prevention areas. We have several discussions going on with some new possible regional offices happening, and a lot of different things that we plan on doing differently, including our news services. We have a lot of different news products. Of course, we have the blog that is updated every day. We're searching out and looking at over 3,000 news sources every single day, and that includes weekends and holidays, and that's a lot of work. And we're going to revamp our news services. We also have a digital magazine. We send out breaking news almost every single day. We have the radio show. We have other publications involving news, and a lot of people enjoy those resources, and that's why they follow us specifically, sometimes just for the news and information that they cannot get regularly elsewhere. But for us, Private Officer International, that's a lot of work, a lot of man hours, a lot of outgoing income, and we're not recovering that income through a normal website such as ours. Many companies recover that money through advertisement and marketing, but through the years, Private Officer International has not really retained full-time marketing staff, and maybe to that point, we've lost a lot of money, and we're definitely not seeing the amount of marketing and advertisement and ads on our websites as we should, even though we do every newsletter that goes out. You know, we have a little thing there, a little advertisement about advertising with us, and we talk about it here on the radio show. But anyways, over the next few months, you are sure to see some changes coming, I think, for the good. Maybe a redesign of the whole POI organization. We're spending the summer going through each and every department and category and service and resource that we provide, and we'll definitely have an update by early fall for you. That's just how business works. Sometimes you have to look at becoming leaner to be meaner to make more profit. But anyways, we are going to be, it'll be noticeable through the summer as we start making changes in our news resources and our news products. And but we'll keep you apprised along the way for sure. We do have a lot of breaking news. We want to get to some of that before I switch over to this last part of the trilogy. So just remember, you can read all of our breaking news at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com 24 hours a day. You can listen to all of our radio shows right here streaming 24/7, 365 just for you. We've recently had some substantial increases on the more than 30 platforms where our radio programs are broadcast, especially on the iHeart Radio Network. Who knows? I might even win an award for the radio show or for one of my radio shows, because there is iHeart awards that are given out. And well, anyways, we've got a lot of things happening, but you can listen to our radio shows, like I said, at more than 30 different platforms, wherever your music is, wherever they have podcasts, news, so on and so forth. In the news this week, we noticed this past week that a number of towns and communities have hired patrol, security patrol, in Honolulu, Hawaii. They were one of the more recent ones. A group of business owners hired private security to crack down on crime and vagrants. While the Honolulu police force, like many others, are very short of law enforcement officers, some do question whether or not private security is the right move. The security officers say that they are talking with the vagrants and homeless people, and so far, most are cooperating with them. Clark County, Nevada School District Police seized 60 guns last year during the school year including 3 ghost guns. Of the 60 guns, the school police department seized 27 that had extended magazines or extra magazines with it. They say this is one of the higher numbers of guns seized in a school year. In Omaha, Nebraska, prosecutors reveal new details about a May killing of a security officer outside of a nightclub. According to the prosecutor's office, it took just 50 seconds for Kalani Jones to draw a handgun from her purse and fire a single bullet through the heart of 23-year-old security officer. Jones appeared in court this past week for a preliminary hearing on a charge of second-degree murder. The security officer's name was Gam Gout. It happened in the early morning hours of May 7th when the security officer was trying to break up a confrontation between Ms. Jones and several others. In Manatee County, Florida, law enforcement there say that an armored truck was robbed. The alleged robbery happened at the 19 fuel stop. Police said a Garda World armored truck was picking up a deposit. When a number of people approached the vehicle, they were able to get away with $30,000. Brattleboro, Vermont is a picturesque town. It's one that movies are made of, and I myself have visited a number of times. Brattleboro says they have a crime problem, and they have a shortage of police. So they, too, have just hired 2 unarmed private security officers to support the police department. Because of burglaries, because of fights, because of a number of other criminal activities in the downtown area, including robbery, the town has decided to put 2 uniformed security officers on patrol. They have signed with a contract security company for the rest of the year, and they will reevaluate that at the first of 2024. TSA says they've put a brand new training facility in Las Vegas. This is number 3. The Las Vegas City just got this U.S. Transportation Security Administration training facility. This will be a high point in training TSA agents. They do have 2 others currently in the U.S., and they are planning on building 2 more. Thieves used a taser to subdue a loss prevention agent in California at a Marshall's department store. The LP agent tried to stop several women who were stealing a substantial amount of merchandise when one of them pulled a taser and deployed it against a security agent. They were able to flee. Police are currently looking for them. They do have some video surveillance. 3 incidents where security officers fatally shot people over the weekend. 2 in Tennessee. In one incident in Nashville, an argument at a nightclub downtown occurred between several family members. The argument spilled out onto the parking lot when one of them began threatening that he was going to get a gun. Security heard this and they began watching the group. The man did get to his car and began shooting at people as well as shooting up in the air. 2 security officers fired at the man. He died at Vanderbilt University. Metro Nashville Police said that they are still investigating, but already a protest has occurred over the weekend. Another fatal shooting happened in a similar way in Memphis, Tennessee, also at a nightclub where a security officer shot a man in the parking lot after he said he pulled a weapon. This too is under investigation. We are seeing a lot more shootings these days at nightclubs where security officers are being forced to use lethal force against people who are armed. San Bernardino just announced this past week that they have contracted with a private security company to enforce the rules at a park. San Bernardino said they do not have enough law enforcement officers to patrol the park, so they have hired security until October, and they will revisit the need for security after that. One of the unique things that I saw about this announcement from San Bernardino was that security officers will be able to cite people for trespassing and other minor infractions. We're checking into this. We have an email sent to the city, and we hope to get further details about this. In London, England, hundreds of security officers have been told to reapply for their jobs and face a 13,000-year-old pay cut. The union says protests this past week did not help the cause. 40 security officers were contracted at several job sites. Now they're out of a job, but they were told that they could reapply. A California woman's accused of shipping over 9 million parcels using counterfeit postage. The USPS, United States Postal Service, said that cost them $60 million in lost revenue. Lejeune Angela Chen was arrested after postal inspectors from the United States Post Office investigated the alleged fraud. She faces one count of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and one count of use of possession of counterfeit postage per document. Charges carry a maximum of 5 years each in prison. This was a very unique scam, and one that may even be duplicated. Cities throughout the U.S. are seeing shootings during funerals increase. The latest shooting occurred in Washington, D.C. during a funeral. Shots rang out at the funeral of 10-year-old Ariana Davis. It wasn't the first time the region had seen violence at someone's funeral or when someone was being laid to rest at a cemetery. Across the country, in South Carolina, New York, Texas, and other states, they too say they are seeing an increase of gang members and street criminals who are shooting up funeral parlors and cemeteries. There's no word exactly why this is. A security officer was assaulted at Camp Hill Hospital in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Marie Annette Flammer has been arrested. Police say that she was upset. She was a patient. She wasn't happy with the service. Security got involved. A security guard accused of stabbing a resident at a Westside homeless shelter now faces a civil lawsuit. Jason Cannon alleges he was staying at the city's Westside Emergency Housing Center when he was stabbed 3 times by a contract security company. Now both the center and the security company is being sued. When you see news happening, be sure to contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. In Irving, Texas, a hospital healthcare company has deployed body cameras to all of its security officers. Crisis Health has issued body cameras to security personnel for an additional safety measure. The system has decided it is in line with many other health organizations that have begun to use security measures and cameras to protect healthcare workers and to document assaults against those workers. Security officers in Tacoma, Washington stopped a break-in at a Tacoma power vault connected to a 911 system. Now, this is a story that we accidentally came upon this past week while researching something else, but once we found it, we began looking to see how broadly this has been distributed. And no shock to us, it had not been widely distributed. Security cameras being watched by security officers at an off-site location caught several people breaking in to a power relay station on Monday. 5 people in all were arrested and they made their first court appearance last week facing charges of attempted malicious mischief after police say that they targeted the power vault in the 4500 block of South Tyler Street. What's unusual, police say, is that they knew that this vault was connected to the South Sound 911 system. The South Sound is an area of Tacoma that covers many residential and business communities. The judge addressed the accused suspects that were in court. Police said in court documents that the four were caught on security cameras by security personnel who immediately notified law enforcement. They were trying to break into the vault that sits near an old golf course behind a concrete blockade. They were difficult to see, but luckily there were cameras on site and the security officers' eagle eyes immediately caught them. Tacoma police say that this is not the first time something like this has happened in the area. Police are investigating to see if there are others who were or might have been involved. In Benton Township, tell me if this story sounds familiar, they've hired a private security company to patrol the parks. Once again, the township says they do not have enough law enforcement manpower to patrol the town's parks. A contract security company will deploy several security officers to patrol the parks. They too will review after the end of the summer to see if they will continue it. Another armored truck robbery, this one occurred last week in Pembroke Pines. A suspect has been arrested, according to police. Edmanuel Victoria, 28, of Hollywood, Florida, was taken into custody after a armored truck robbery. Police said the suspect and the security officer fired gunshots. No one was injured. Police do not know if others are involved. Washington, D.C. has hit 105 homicides, the highest amount in 20 years at this time in the year. The murders continue to happen, and the mayor, Mario Bowser, said young children and teenagers are becoming the victims, and in some cases, the teenagers are becoming the shooters. Four suspects arrested last week in the killing of a California security officer in L.A. Police connected the dots and arrested four men in the murder of the security officer who was gunned down Wednesday, June 7th. This was at a underground or possibly illegal casino. Anthony Rivas was a security officer. He was licensed in California as a security officer. Men barged in with rifles. They pulled the gun off from the security officer and then they fired at him numerous times. Stephen Hans Dunkel, 23, Matthew Scott Riley, 29, Michael John Blankenship, 52, and Rudy Javier Madrid, 26, are all in custody on a $2 million bond. Another man has been charged with murder and attempted murder. This happened in King County, Washington at a casino. Police say Omar Upham, 21, was charged with murder and attempted murder of a security officer. This was a personal thing. It happened to be involving another crime that the two was involved in. The security officer at one time had been involved in some street crimes with this suspect. Remember, you can read all of our breaking news 24/7 at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. We are going to take a quick break. There's a lot more news for you to read, but we're running out of time once again. So go to our website at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com 24/7. We'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio today. We are completing, winding up, our three-part series on how technology is going to help security win the battle, protect their clients, and protect their own personnel. You're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector, on the Private Officer Beat Radio. If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Don reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down, just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. privateofficer.org.
Life is precious. Ask any of these people. They've been given a second chance at life through organ and tissue donation. But there are more than 84,000 Americans waiting for life-saving transplants. 17 people die every day waiting. I didn't know this until I lost my best friend, Lyric. She gave the gift of life to 5 people. That's why I've become an organ donor, too. One decision saves so many lives. Donate life.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Today we're talking about something that we have discussed for the last several weeks, and that is technology, and how technology has to be a very vital part of what security and law enforcement is doing in our world today. There's no doubt about it when we look at the technology that has come our way in law enforcement, firefighting, EMS, and even to some extent private security, that technology will continue to provide many resources for us to do the job better, to provide better service to our customers and clients, to protect both our officers and those that we're supposed to be protecting at a higher level. And so although I was going to say I was going to wrap this whole thing up today, the fact is I'm not wrapping it up, because this is a subject that's going to be around for a long, long time. And last week I began thinking about, we've talked about technology at least a couple of times in the last year. I've introduced you, our listeners, to the Real-Time Crime Center. How many police departments are using this to help really be a force multiplier by having surveillance cameras and gunshot detection, facial recognition, license plate readers, and other items and tools to help them to cover a larger space, a larger part of the city with less physical presence. In other words, with so many of the police departments being really severely short-staffed, they have had to look to technology. And right after 9/11, many police departments, including federal agencies, got together and they formed what was called the Fusion Center. We discussed that a few weeks ago in the first segment of this program, of this three-week trilogy. But to bring it full circle, this is really the Fusion Center 10X.
It's super duper technology. So as I was sitting back this past weekend wondering, is this radio program, are these 3 weeks, this trilogy, really going to make a difference? Is this the right thing to talk about? There's so many other things that I could talk about. Now, this weekend I had a little bit of downtime. No, I didn't go to Europe or some fancy vacation, but I did kind of just hang out around the house. I did go out, have, you know, a little bit of free time. But for me, usually when I say I'm going out and I have a little bit of free time, I'm going probably someplace down by the water, a river, a pond, a lake, the ocean, or up in the mountains. And if it's the wintertime, I'm sitting by the fireplace with a cup of coffee. That's my concept of downtime. So this weekend I had a little bit of downtime. It was a beautiful weekend and I decided I was going to cruise through some emails that I hadn't read yet, some of the offers. I get a lot of offers to either speak at seminars or to attend a seminar or a webinar, and this one hit my email box and I knew right away that this was one of those emails I had to open. And when I did, I realized 100% that this was a sign. Maybe a sign from the above. It was an affirmation, a confirmation that I was singing in the right choir, at the right place, at the right time. Because the title of this email to join this special webinar this coming week was this: New Ways to Train Effective Security Teams, Starting with Role-Specific Training and Technology. Physical security has never been more important, the email continues, but most contract security workers lack the role-specific training and the know-how needed to keep people and facilities safe. New security technologies exacerbate the problem with workers. It causes more problems. And security workers struggle to use, learn, and maintain technology. And it goes on to talk about how technology and contract security, proprietary security, along with their counterparts, law enforcement, must be one with technology. And it talks about the new digital solutions, all of the technology. So I knew right away that this was going to be one of those webinars I have to be at. I'm going to fit it in somehow. Jerome Pickett is leading the webinar, and he's the former chief security officer of the NBA. So with the background that he has, and someone who understands technology, I said, yeah, sign me up. And so I am signed up for this webinar coming up next week. But it was confirmation to me that I'm on the right track. We know technology is very important in many industries, and yet some industries continue to push back on this. Now, one of the things that I have been following for about 3 or 4 years now is the fact that some police departments, and I've mentioned this once before, at least on the radio show, now uses drones to respond to 911 calls. No, they don't take the place of police officers. No, they don't shoot people. They can't. You know, it's not RoboCop, but they are responders. And what they do is they send out the drone to get a good overview of what's happening and feed that video back to either dispatch, the real-time crime center, the responding law enforcement officers, or all of the above. And there are many police departments who have gotten on the bandwagon with this idea. And it's a concept that's, like I said, it's not going to go away, because more and more and more people are realizing that technology has to be a vital part of securing their city, their town, their community. And to give you an example, Georgia, California, Ohio, Florida, New York, Connecticut, Arizona, Texas, and New Jersey are just some of the states where police departments respond to 911 calls with drones. They're automatically activated either from an assigned patrol unit or from a dispatch command location. Drones are used in Chula Vista, California, to respond to calls to give police officers a bird's eye view. And the chief there says it has worked very well. Atlanta began using drones just last year to respond to 911 calls. They say that it's absolutely making a difference because they're able to get a drone up in the sky and to the call usually within 1 to 3 minutes as opposed to 12 to 28 minutes on a normal dispatch of police cars. This gives law enforcement an opportunity to see in real time what's happening there. An Ohio police department tested this drone theory on a pilot program. They got some federal funding and they thought, let's deploy a few drones on some routine 911 calls and see if they are of any assistance to us. And within a matter of weeks, they proved their value. Last week, I told you about a security officer that was under attack. Police were dispatched, but it was going to be a few minutes. They were a few minutes out. But they were able to use their real-time crime center surveillance cameras to locate not only the area in which he was under attack, but down to the street. And they got officers there quickly, which made all the difference in the world to the officer who was being beaten and attacked. And also, they were able to take some people into custody. Brookhaven Police this year began using the drones as well, first experimenting with a new program. They thought, well, sure, well, technology, well, why not? But the city council voted to fund the technology permanently. Departments in South Florida have also gotten on board in the Miami-Dade area. Georgetown University Public Safety and Campus Police also use drones. For many years, we've seen drones used at special events, concerts, festivals, outdoor events, situations where you have large crowds. You know, it was a good eye in the sky. But a drone has potential to prevent police chases, catch criminals in the act, and determine when 911 calls don't require an officer to respond. Chula Vista Police Chief said it's credited the drone program with more than 275 arrests and 650 calls of service that ended up not needing police response. And now for a funny side of the story. Just recently, in fact last week, police were chasing a vehicle theft suspects. And they crashed their vehicle after a while, and they all ran in different directions. Police immediately got one of their drones in the sky. The operator of the drone moved in looking for heat sensors, and the operator came across a field where there were some cows. He could clearly make out there was a group of cows all together, and they were all kind of almost stampeding They were pushing something in front of them. They were all heading in the same direction, which is kind of unusual unless somebody's putting down hay or feed. So the officer looked up a little bit further in front of the cows, and he saw another heat sensor, which clearly was a person. And here the cows were all gathered up. This was in the cover of darkness at night. And they were not happy that they had a trespasser. And they began pushing that person further and further forward and into the arms of waiting police. All of this captured on drone. Now, that's pretty funny. I've seen this happen on a live PD event a couple of years ago where a helicopter was in the air and they saw this very thing. But for the drone to pick that up, drones across the country are being credited, and their operators, of course, with many, many arrests. They're a very valuable tool. Private security can use drones not only for special events like music festivals, concerts, sporting events, things of that nature, but also to patrol large areas. I said a week or so ago about patrolling when you have large warehouse complexes, large campuses. You can put a drone in the air and you can monitor the premises and feed information to a security patrol, you know, somebody in a vehicle or on foot. You can dispatch them to areas where you see problems. You can cover a greater area with a drone. Now, this is not something in the far, far future. This is not something that is just here today, gone tomorrow. This is actually technology that will be used for many years down the road. Now, let me also give you an example of the use of robots. I know many people snicker. You see the robots knocked down by people. You see robots that go off track and they fall into, you know, a pond or a pool or whatever. Yeah, that happens. But using a robot to patrol a large property, that robot is feeding video back to either the dispatch center. It could even be a physical security officer on premise who is monitoring with his cell phone in real time the video feed. He can see everything that's happening, everything that the robot is seeing, the security officer can see, and he can immediately dispatch 911 or other security officers if the robot sends back video feed of a problem, whether that be a fight or a fire or something else. No, robots are not conducive to all environments. No, robots are not taking over the security industry. No, robots are not taking your job, but they are adding to it. Many people in law enforcement did not like body cameras when they first came on the scene. Technology. Oh, they're just going to be watching everything we do. They're just going to use it to criticize us. They're just going to use it to get rid of us, prosecute us. Now, most police officers are very happy with the use of body cameras because it prevents lawsuits, it prevents false arrests. It helps police to go back through the video to see what the suspect did while they were chasing him. Many times they spot where the suspect has tossed out drugs or guns while in a foot chase. Body cameras are an advantage. They're a tool. All of the technology that we're talking about during the past 3 weeks is not something that we have to be afraid of. It's not something that is going to deplete the work of private security or law enforcement, but it's an additive. It's an add-on. It's a complement. It's something that we really need to understand. This webinar that I'm going to be attending in this upcoming week is something that I'm looking forward to because it's going to show how to better use the technology, when to use the technology. It's not for every job site. It's not for every event. It's not for every city or every police department. You, of course, like any other tool, you're going to have to look at the advantages and the disadvantages. But I can tell you, in my experience of technology and tools and things that, you know, we didn't really think we needed, we quickly found out that we did, I can tell you that this is all going to be a plus. Any security company who understands the value of technology and uses it all to combine it with physical security, you're going to be ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. You're going to be that contract security company that other businesses want to use because you have the trained personnel, you have the technology, you understand how to use multiple levels of and multiple layers of security to really cover the whole property, the whole business, and you're going to be way ahead of the curve. Electronic security devices such as surveillance cameras, we've talked about this. Another technology that security is not really grasping or not really welcoming as much as they should. The more cameras that you have on any property, the more cameras that you can monitor from your dispatch center or your patrol car, the more you're going to see what's happening. You cannot be everywhere all the time. There's no way police, now or never, can be on every street corner. There's no way that a security officer can cover acres and acres of a property, whether that's an apartment or a mall or an office complex. I just did a training for a company talking about campuses. We talked about how many industrial parks are campuses. They have 15, 18, 20 different buildings, warehouses, offices, all sorts of. And one company we talked about in Georgia has access to shipping by rail and shipping cargo by water. And so that's a campus, bigger than most school campuses or college campuses. It's a city within the city. When you understand how the private security industry is changing and what clients are asking you to do, then you'll realize that technology is going to help you to get the job done better, safer, faster, higher quality. It's all going to be a plus for you. We'll be talking about technology on and on and on, I can guarantee you. We'll be talking about ways of using it. We'll be talking about new technology. In the meantime, if you would like to be involved in further discussions, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Maybe we can hold an online roundtable. Well, that's going to do us for this segment, for this edition of the Private Officer B Radio. Until the next time, you all be blessed, be safe, and of course, we'll see you back here on the radio.